You're listening to the award-winning Probably True. Please be aware that this podcast may contain strong language and adult themes. It would be boring otherwise.
Hello. If you've somehow missed me shouting about the fact that I was on Radio 1 this week, you'll not know that I was on Radio 1 this week. But I was. I was on Radio 1 this week. I was giving advice to teenagers about sex and attraction on the call-in show The Surgery. Not, as I wrote on Twitter, giving advice about having sex with teenagers, which, in hindsight, I can see that that's how my tweet read, but that's not what I meant. I was just very excited and typing quickly. Please don't arrest me as part of Operation U-Tree. I've not even got a job at the BBC yet. It'd just be awkward. And immediately after that show finished, I came down with a really nasty throat infection. So I'm going to share with you a couple of clips from the show rather than wrecking my poor throat any more than is absolutely necessary. I'm sure that speaking to you right now, it would be incredibly painful, in fact, but I'm on some fantastic painkillers. So here we are. And that's probably why I started talking about Operation U-Tree in the first sentence. Anyway, it's a little suspicious, actually, how I got ill so quickly after leaving Broadcasting House. I'll leave you to draw your own conclusions about which Radio 1 presenter was feeling threatened by having me muscling in on their territory. But I think we all know that it's got absolutely nothing to do with the sheer number of boys I kissed in the name of research for this podcast. The things I do to amuse you people. Oh Christ, that's going to be the name of my autobiography, isn't it? Jesus. Right, from that depressing note, here's some upbeat clips I've lovingly nicked from the BBC. And if you're listening from the BBC, please don't sue me, and can I have a job, please?
So yeah, we're going to have a few more guests tonight too. And right now we're actually joined live in the studio by podcaster Scott Flashart. Hi Scott, how are you?
Hi, I'm very well, thank
have
you.
Have I pronounced your name correctly? How do you pronounce your second name?
Flashart is
Flashart.
Fine. Yeah.
I was hoping so, because that's the best name ever.
Yes. I like it, yeah.
I think it's absolutely brilliant.
I agree.
Yeah, that is a strong name, particularly because of what you do as well, because I know that you're a podcaster and you do a podcast which touches on dating and attraction and that sort of thing. Tell us a little bit about what you do.
It touches on touching, really. There's a lot of
When I said touching, I was like, yeah, that's the right word. You know, like some people have a type and some people don't have a type. Would you say that you have a type, Scott? You were saying that you're like a confident guy.
I think I'm a bit slutty to have a type. I like to say that I see the beauty in everyone. So yeah, but yeah, sometimes you just kind of look at someone and go, and there's no way.
I wish everyone could see your face.
Yeah. I know, that was great. Yeah, that was a good look.
And there's no kind of way of telling. Sometimes you just see someone and bam, there it is. And it's just like, blimey, I want to go to there. Something like that. But yeah, no, I think it's that chemistry thing. It's really that just kind of like,
Yeah.
Again,
who
I'm
knows?
Pulling faces on the radio.
Yeah. He's pulling some really good faces. I'm sure you can imagine from the noises, the sort of almost a bit like maybe what a gorilla would do. Or
you can have to watch the clips on the website later for that one.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, maybe we should do a little montage of them. And what about you, Scott? Have you got any sort of experiences with online dating?
Oh, I'm on all of them. Even as I was coming into Radio 1 today, I switched Grindr on very quickly just to see, you know, who was around, who works here. Might meet someone. I think...
It was almost late for the show, weren't you, Scott?
Yeah, I was downstairs just kind of running around looking to see. It's like Pokemon Go. I think, and one of the things that I found as well is when you start chatting to someone, it's really, really easy to just get distracted. Like, someone else. And you'd kind of lose track of that conversation, and then you're not talking to them anymore. And they might have been lovely and just great, but you've kind of got distracted by someone new. So it's worth keeping an eye on the ones that you actually think, oh, yeah, and making sure that you respond to their messages. And like you say, making time for it, I think, as well. I think for me, it's as much about the written part of the profile as the pictures, because it's great having hot pictures, brilliant. But if, you know, we go for a drink and then you just sit there and pose and look pretty, but you've got nothing to say.
Just take more pictures of yourself.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, I'm on a date. Click. Yeah. And then, yeah, no, it needs to be... There needs to be like a personality, someone to chat to and stuff. And I think sometimes, after a couple of conversations, you can kind of tell whether that person's like fun, or if they're just kind of after one thing, or if they're like not interested in you all. And it's, yeah, it takes time to kind of get used to it, but yeah, it's a skill. It's on my CV now.
The full show is on the BBC website for a short time longer. It's only an hour long, and the link to listen is in the text below. So give it a click, have a listen, learn some more of my worldly advice, and listen to me flirt with other guests on the show. Ah, right, before I leave you to go and gargle some Dettol, a quick thanks to anyone who's already sent in a question for my upcoming Q&A episode. Q&A, queer and amusing? Yeah, I like that. Alright, it's my queer and amusing episode coming up soon. If you've got a burning question on pretty much anything to do with sex, or the podcast, or me, I suppose, you can send it to me via email, hello@probablytruepodcast.com, or on Twitter, where I'm @unlikelylad. I will reserve... Oh my god, these pills are good. I will resume servicing you normally next week, if you ask nicely. This was Probably True, the award-winning storytelling series written and produced by me, the award-winning Scott Flashheart. If you liked what you've heard, you could share it with your friends, leave a positive iTunes review, and sign up at probablytruepodcast.com. If you didn't like it, you can find me on Twitter as UnlikelyLad. Come at me, bro.